You might be thinking that since you've been struggling with some pet sin for so long, that it must not be very important to God. We often mistake God's mercy for tolerance. But God does not wink at sin, nor is it trivial. If sin were such a small thing, why did Jesus die such a torturous death on the cross? What do you think Jesus would say about your pet sin? Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Don't get so upset. No, this is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. You might be thinking, if I cut off my hand, I'd be handicapped. You don't realize how much your sin is handicapping you right now. Jesus says that it's better to be blind, maimed, and crippled than to have sin residing in your life. Any habitual sin in your life is no small, tolerable character quirk. It is a failure in your life that saddens the heart of God and separates you from the richness of relationship God died for you to have.